Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about something being like dross. I'll explain to you what I mean. But first, let me read to you Psalm 119, verses 118, 119, and 120. Here we go. You reject all those who stray from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. You put away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. The author of Psalm 119 loved the Word of God. He read the Scriptures, he prayed them, he thought deeply upon them, and he did his best to live them out, to obey them. Yet his time with God's Word taught him a sometimes uncomfortable truth, that God is a righteous judge, and it is part of his character to judge evil and evildoers eventually. That's why he wrote, "You reject all those who stray from your statutes." The psalmist here saw the righteous judgment of God. He understood that God uses his word, here called his statutes, as a measuring line for his judgment, and God will eventually reject everyone who depart from his word and from the principles that his word reveals. Then, with his mind on God's judgments, he used a picture to communicate the idea. He says this, "You will put away all the wicked of the earth like dross." This shows us that the judgments of God have a purifying purpose and effect. He will cleanse the earth from the wicked, testing them, or treating them, I should say, like dross, as impurities that need to be removed. Now, what is dross? Dross is the scum layer that floats to the top of melted precious metals when those metals are refined. The metalsmith treats the metal or melts the metal into liquid, and he keeps heating it. And at just the right temperature, the dross comes to the surface, and then it's carefully scraped away. Now, in many ways, sin is like dross. Dross takes away from the shine and the glory of metal. It makes it dull. Dross is deceptive. It's not silver, if you're dealing with silver, but it seems like it. It's not gold, but it looks like it. Dross isn't made better by the fire. The fire helps remove the dross. It doesn't improve it. Dross is worthless. It doesn't have any real value or purpose. And dross is damaging to metal because it brings an opportunity for rust. Metal with a lot of dross in it will be eaten away. Now, with the thought of the eventual judgment of the wicked, the psalmist responded, he said, "Therefore, I love your testimonies." When the author of Psalm 119 thought about these righteous judgments of God, it made him praise God even more. He gave glory to God and to his word as a righteous measure of judgment. It also made him think about his own life. It says right here in verse 120, "My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments." As the psalmist considered God's righteous judgments, he looked to his own life and understood that even his own life was not entirely righteous. And ideally, this sense of trembling fear made him run to God and run to God's promise of an atoning, covering sacrifice. Check this out. The psalmist didn't celebrate the judgment of the wicked. No, it made him tremble in holy fear himself. That's something wise and good for all of us to remember today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.